T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hour 2 of the program, we talked a little bit of baseball in the first hour because of the Mookie Betts trade. Initially, when we invited Steven Nelson of MLB Network on, it was to kind of break down the AL Central and the NL Central. I want to talk Cubs and White Sox with him. And then baseball gonna baseball, and Mookie Betts is now playing for the Dodgers. And the Dodgers are like the only people that are happy. Although the Angels are pretty happy with what they got. So the Red Sox get relief. The Dodgers get the second best player in baseball, and the Angels get to creep up in the wild card and be like, we're here with Joe Maddon. Steven Nelson now joins me here on The Score on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. Hey, Steven, how are you?
I'm well, man. It's an honor to be on with you. I got to say, the music coming back got me hyped for this thing. I would just like that to play in the background of this entire segment with you.
Well, we can't do that because I don't think we have it looped well enough to do that.
Okay,
but we'll know for next time, and we'll put something appropriate for you there that you can groove to. How are you, sir?
Yeah. I'm good, because let's be honest, I think your listeners would rather listen to that song than listen to me ramble for several minutes, but I'll do my best this time.
I disagree, because I've seen your work, and I've seen you, you know, yelling at Pedro on MLB Network and everything else. I think people are definitely want to hear what you have to say. Well, let's start with the White Sox. We haven't really talked a lot about the White Sox today on the show, other than what I think are horrendous spring training caps. You don't like them either?
No, I'm out. There's a lot of like really good spring training caps last year that were ruined this year, but I'm not paid to design or create hats, so maybe I should just stay in my lane. But yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, on the White Sox one in particular, there are a couple that I think are really good. I think the Astros one looks great. I think that the Blue Jays one looks really good. I even like Philadelphia's, but the White Sox one, the way that the two logos are combined, it doesn't do justice to what I think are two very solid logos.
You know what else is bad? The Reds. The Reds is it's creepy. You just get one eye
of Mr. Redlegs.
I mean, it's nightmare fuel for that hat. I mean, that's a hard no. Yeah, there are some good ones, some diamonds in this rough. But I'm not counting the Sox among them. As much as I love them, of course. You know, I grew up a lifelong diehard Sox fan, thanks to my pop. So, and I think I speak for every White Sox fan, say I'm juiced for this year. I mean, there's just so much intrigue and excitement around the club, and that's a dangerous thing for us Sox fans to have that hope creep into our bloodstream. That's not healthy typically, but I can't fight it right now.
So what was it about this offseason that has made you as hopeful as you are?
They just did stuff, like actual things, instead of like peripheral things, like bringing in relatives. You know what I mean? Enough of that. Like, just bring in the dudes you want instead of their friends who you think will help them come. And I talked about Manny Machado a year ago. But a huge concern of mine, even after last year and all the strides that were made offensively, still was getting on base. And I'm not trying to be the super analytic, OBP over average. I get that you can't walk in a guy from second base. You want a good hitter up there. But until you brought in Yasmani Grandal, you didn't have anybody that scared you in that regard, especially if you want to counter for potential regression, you know, up and down the lineup. So you bring in Yasmani, who then in turn makes your club more attractive for a Dallas Keuchel, which the rotation desperately needed, because now you're not kind of putting chips down on some wild card bets with health, with a Kopech or Rodon or Gio being good or Dylan Cease figuring out how not to walk eight guys. So, yeah, just for that reason alone. And then, you know, getting to the homegrown talent. Again, front office recognizing what they have and a young player like they did with Aloy a year ago and Robert now locking them up. And, I mean, having those two next to each other, even though Aloy might transition to a DH down the line right now, I mean, how can you not be pumped?
It's hard not to be. And you, I was asking Rick Hahn about the players that were already on the roster even before free agency started. When you see Moncada have the type of season that he had last year, it's hard to not get excited for what he might continue to become. Same thing with Tim Anderson, where here's a player that OBP, like he's a guy that hit his OBP last year and won a batting title in doing so. And that's, we haven't even talked about Aloy yet. Like that's exciting that there are players that were already here, and it seems like they went out of their way to try to augment that in the offseason.
Yeah, and you know, last year the outfield and the DH spot were black holes, frankly. I mean, second lowest OPS in the big leagues from those positions. That is ungood. But now with Jimenez, Robert, you know, you bring in Grandal, Edwin, Mazzara, like that, it's going to be much, much better. Listen, you could say, well, the bar is low to hop over. Fair, you can argue that point. But the fact is, improvements were made. The organization seems very self-aware. They know what they have in their own system. They know what's coming up. They value that. And they're not compromising the future, you know, and being irresponsible on the market. So, I think the organization's in a good spot. The Central, quite frankly, I know the Twins are the favorites, and we'll see if Cleveland decides to punt. I can't for the life of me figure out why these discussions are even being had with Francisco Lindor, but whatever, it's not my team. But the Sox are on the up.
Steven Nelson of MLB Network joining me here on The Score. Is it hard to be a White Sox fan with a national platform considering some of the guys that you sit next to you and around? Because a lot of Boston, a lot of New York, in Chelsea, it's like it's you're one of the more high profile White Sox fans in national media.
Yeah, man, it's not tough because honestly, I'm harmless because if somebody asked you on the street like, oh, who do you root for? And you say the Yankees or the Red Sox. Forget you, you know, yada, 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 oh, what a bandwagon tool. When I say I'm a White Sox fan, they go, oh, okay. You know, they really don't know what to do with me. So I think it's a little bit of a breath of fresh air in the network. I mean, I'm in Secaucus, New Jersey, surrounded by Yankee, Met, Phillies fans, you know, Red Sox Nation is well repped, especially with, you know, our analyst group, which is tremendous. But yeah, not a lot of Sox love. I mean, Dan O'Dowd, who's former GM of the Rockies, like I know he likes the White Sox, but outside of that, like it's just me, so I'm all by myself.
Well, we appreciate you representing for the South Side for sure. Do you think that the Twins can do what they did last year as far as home runs go?
Yeah, the lineup's better. I mean, it's by far the best lineup in the division. I really don't think you can debate that. The thing about the Twins, though, is like now you're not just looking at winning the Central. You're expected to do that this year. Now you've got to win a, you know, division series. You got to pray to the heavens that you don't face the Yankees again because we know that doesn't work out for you. And so to do that, we're looking elsewhere on the roster, not top to bottom in your lineup now that adds, you know, Josh Donaldson. But is your rotation good enough to get it done? Like, and I don't mean to disrespect Barrios or Odorizzi at the top. That's a solid one too. And, you know, bringing in Homer Bailey and Rich Hill and trading for Kenta Maeda yesterday, you know, being in the third team in the Mookie Betts trade. All right. Now show me Barrios. You're going to be a 2-3 or you're going to be a 1. So that's, to me, that's the thing that this club has to prove in 2020. The lineup really doesn't, I don't care if they don't, you know, set another record. It's going to be a good lineup and it's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a nightmare for opposing pitching staff.
Let's swing over to the National League and talk about the Cubs. The National League Central is a real interesting place right now. Obviously, the Brewers are going to be involved in it. The Cardinals have found their way back to the top of the division. And the Reds are spending money. Like, this is a weird dynamic that we haven't really seen in this division. What are the Reds doing, and what can they accomplish?
Man, if I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan, I'm just beaming with pride right now. And not because I know that they won't finish fourth in the division in 2020. I don't. But they went out. They made moves in the activity. Like, they went and signed two guys to four-year, $64 million contracts. That is that's the biggest contract to a free agent in Reds history. Right, Francisco Cordero is the last free agent who got big money, and it was nothing compared to what we're seeing now. And 4-64 isn't much in the grand scheme either. But bringing in Mike Moustakas, bringing in Nick Castellanos, Shogo Akiyama, one of the most durable, consistent hitters, coming over from Japan, you can plug him in to the top of your order, Wade Miley and reportedly Pedro Strop, right? And beyond those additions, now what the Reds have created is ridiculous offensive depth and flexibility, because they have like nine outfielders. It is absurd, because, you know, we're not even factoring in Jesse Winker, who was good for the club, Aquino, who was that revelation, Phil Irvin, you know, Nick Senzel, that top prospect who I know has some infield pedigree, Van Meter, Farmer Lorenzen. All that will sort itself out in spring. You have all these guys, all these dudes that you think can make your club better. All right, well, some of them are now playing for the 29 other clubs in the big leagues, and you can make moves to fortify other portions of the club, a la the bullpen. Because we know that 1-2-3 for the Reds with Castillo, Gray, and Bauer, I mean, that's probably as nasty as it gets in the division. So for the Reds, again, the division as a whole is going to be tightly contested, bunched up, because winning the offseason doesn't guarantee you a division banner, I know. But tip of the caps to the Reds for doing what they've done this offseason.
Let's go with the assumption that Chris Bryant is a Cub for 162 games this season. If you look at Bryant, Rizzo, Contreras, Baez as a starting point for your team, what should a Cub fan think about the 2020 season if we assume that Bryant will be a part of it for all of it?
Are we also assuming Bryant's shoulder is good to go 100%? We're fine? No worries?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I get that it's been a quiet offseason on the north side, especially compared to the team we just talked about in the Reds. And when you see another team within the division get so aggressive, that ups the anxiety a little bit and the concern and the unknown. But the fact is, it's currently constructed with the core names you just mentioned. This is a good baseball team. And a glass half full, you want to bet on Craig Kimbrell being more comfortable and more himself with a full spring, full run-up to the season. And you want to think that the rotation is going to be as solid as the name recognition that's within it. Now, the thing that the Cubs appear to be counting on is the new straw that's stirring this whole drink, that being Grandpa Rossi instead of the mad scientist and Joe Madden, right? So, again, that's glass half full. The other side of this thing is, this could be the final installment of the core that was once viewed as a surefire dynasty, perennial World Series contender, because 2021 is looming, and that's when it's possible that Javi Baez, Chris Bryant, Kyle Schwarber, and maybe John Lester and Anthony Rizzo, depending on their options, all become free agents. That's glass half empty. That's scary to think about, but I'm not throwing dirt on the Cubs, and I know it's kind of the instinctive knee-jerk thing to do is say, oh, Reds moves. It's like the squirrel, Reds moves. They're the favorites. The Cubs are the dog that just or the bear that's just hibernating, and you forget about them. I'm not. I'm just not. So, because I'm not sure that, you know, with Milwaukee and St. Louis, the other two teams are kind of looked at in this four-team race for the division, that they're better, if at all, than Chicago. I'm not at that point yet. So, Cubs fans, I get it. You want to see positive headlines, good headlines during the offseason. You want to see aggressive moves and not just a Steven Souza, right, who I hope is healthy. But what you have already is going to be good.
Steven Nelson of MLB Network joining me here on The Score. look, I've gone through this myself. When it comes to covering teams, sometimes you forget the forest for the trees. Mm-hmm. From a national perspective, you're around baseball every single day. Is there still room for you at this time of year to get excited about baseball coming back outside of your preparation for your job?
Well, that's a really interesting question. Yeah, I'll be honest. Like the last couple of days, I've done MLB Tonight, you know, the last, you know, five weeknights, and, you know, before the Mookie Betts trade broke last night, I think we were all sitting at the desk being like, man, just get us to spring. Because we're talking about things that maybe could potentially happen. What do you think? If this, what if that? And that gets a little tiresome. But when you see the clips of all the moving trucks being filled up and taking off for spring training complexes, and we have conversations like this where you kind of recognize, you know, in your own club, everything, all the positives that you have, all the, I mean, not even positive, but just all the intrigue and the unknown, like that does get the juices flowing for me. And, you know, for the majority of my career, like I wasn't really covering baseball, you know, as a focus. And it was always a sport that, you know, I loved covering and following and playing fantasy and, you know, talking with my dad and my uncles about, you know, my dad, the White Sox, my uncles are all Cub fans, you know, talking about our teams and buddies about teams. So now, like, being able to live that every day for my job, I mean, it's absolutely a dream come true. And then you get the analysts, and that was their life. This game was their life. For me, it's, you know, it's a passion and a hobby, I guess, but it wasn't my life career, the thing that I was best at. Then you have conversations with those guys, and then things really start to snowball toward the next couple of weeks. Is, you know, you're going to hear the pops of the mitts and the cracks of the bats and all that romantic stuff that I might be putting you to sleep with.
No, not at all. Like, I get excited about that too. I mean, it's really strange because I'll go out to Camelback Ranch or go out to Mesa with the Cubs. And even if it's just, here's 10 seconds of video of a guy in a cage, like the numbers that those videos do on my Instagram or Twitter are huge. Like, people, there's something about like the ramping up of baseball season that usually gets people excited. Like, even just sunshine and green grass, like, plays a role in that. It literally makes people happy.
Oh yeah. Especially in East Coast, you know, I've lived and worked in Rockford for a year, and you in the Midwest know that winters, they're trash. They're just miserable. You wake up, it's dreary, you don't see the sun, you don't see green, everything's dead outside, and you're like, my God, get me out of here. And then spring rolls around, spring training rolls around, and the happiness starts to creep back in. I mean, and even for me, like, I'm so thirsty for baseball at this point. I'm just going to be honest. Like, we have the MLB4 Collegiate Baseball Tournament coming up on the 14th, Michigan Vanderbilt rematch the College World Series. Like, to me, it might as well be the World Series. I'm just so fired up to call that game with Dan O'Dowd and Jim Callis. Like, that's how much I'm itching to just see actual baseball things happening on a diamond, as opposed to the hypothetical conjecture surrounding potential trades and things of that ilk. So now I just want to see the baseballs, you know?
I'm with you 100%. Steven, thanks for the time. And tell Dan we'd like to get him on the show. I love his stuff. He's no nonsense, man. Like, man, none.
He'll say some stuff, man. That's why I love working with Dan. And like, I'm all about self-deprecation, making fun of myself, and kind of, let's have some fun. Like, we're talking baseball and sports here, right? Like, this isn't serious in the grand scheme of things. You know, like, just turn on the news, right? That's not us. So let's have some fun. Go at each other. And DOD, he busts chops with the best of them, man. And he does make shows fun. So I'll text him and let him know, hey, man, you're wanted in Chicago. They want to hear what you got to say.
Yeah.
He has stuff to say.
I really love his stuff. Do you have any fond memories of Rockford?
Oh, man. See, you wanted to end the interview. Now this is just getting started. You're bringing Rock Vegas to me, bro. Land the BMO. Listen, let's go Hogs. I'll share one quick story, because the bridge from Chicago to Rockford is 90, right?
Yes.
So for me, being a broadcast intern back in the day, part of my responsibility was going to pick up the frozen hot dogs in Chicago at the Vienna sausage plant. Okay. They didn't send me with a truck or an SUV. They sent me with a PT Cruiser with the Ice Hogs logo plastered all over it. So just imagine me, this wide-eyed kid with far less gray hair than I have now, driving down 90, and there's a pig eating a hockey stick, and you just see kids and cars driving by staring. What the hell is that? Don't worry. I'm just going to pick up some frozen hot dogs. That was living the life in Rock Vegas for me.
Dude, that story was worth the entire interview. I appreciate you telling that and representing for Rockford as well. Keep doing a great job on MLB Network, and let's talk again soon.
Lawrence, anytime you want to waste time, I'm your man. Let's go.
I love it.
Thank you.
That is Steven Nelson of the MLB Network. Good find, man. Rock Vegas. We can call it that? All right, I'm down with that. Did I tell you this hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago? If not, I just did. There's some numbers that are being handed out. Jersey numbers over on the north side for the Cubs. There's a couple that we need to discuss for reasons that will become apparent after this timeout. You're listening to the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Score. Shout out to Steven Nelson of the MLB Network. That was fun. We're going to have him on more. Especially if the White Sox are good. That would be great. I'm trying to think, who are some high profile in sports media White Sox fans? Nationally, not locally. Like, that's easy. Most of the Score lineup. But
I mean, he's an actor, but Mandy Patinkin?
No. I'm talking about in sports media. Are there any White Sox fans other than Steven Nelson at the national level of this thing?
That's a tough go.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them forget the Sox exist.
I mean, we have seen that happen more than one time where ESPN lists the championships won in Chicago, and they're like, nothing seemed to happen between 2005 and when the Blackhawks won, but something did happen. Like, is Steven Nelson the highest profile White Sox fan in sports media?
Because I'm trying to think, all the people who are Chicagoans who do the national thing, like, what, Jen Latta is a Cub fan.
Wilbon.
Cub fan.
Right?
Yeah.
Can we count people that wear Sox hats because they like the look of the hat?
No. Who are you going to count?
I don't know.
Kevin Durant? Is that who you're going to count? Kevin Durant to the White Sox is confirmed. Confirmed.
In a weird way, he does do games for, I think, NBA.com. So Quentin Richardson is in the media.
Okay.
He's a Sox fan.
All right. Bardo? Is Bardo a White Sox fan?
I don't know. I never pinned him down.
He's a Southsider.
He was like born and raised in Carbondale.
Yeah, because his dad is like a legendary professor at Southern Illinois.
But yeah, he's a Southsider. I would think he would adopt the White Sox.
If you're sending me Jason Benetti, you're not getting the point. He's the White Sox broadcaster, obviously. And I know that he does other stuff, but he's the White Sox broadcaster. So if I get a national job again, I'll be the highest, like second highest profile White Sox fan in sports media. That's crazy. You know how many, wait, What about like Cass? Like, is Cassidy? We need to find out if Cassidy is Cubs or White Sox.
I would doubt it. That's what?
Evanston?
Yeah. No, I would doubt it.
Friedel is definitely Cubs. Like, he's a crazy Cub person.
Frank Thomas works for the team. He's not the guy.
Yeah, he's a White Sox. He doesn't count. There's no one, like, sitting on a desk somewhere. Like, is Hannah... Didn't Hannah grow up here? Did she grow up in Oak Park? Hannah Storm, a White Sox fan?
So Friedel didn't get in on, like, the Rays or the Marlins or something back in the day? Because isn't he an Orlando guy?
He's a crazy Cub fan. Crazy. Like, problematic.
Plesac, but I don't know. He's a Chicago fan, and he's working for the Marquee Network.
Oh, the Gumbles. That's good. Thanks, Texter. Are we sure that Brian is a White Sox fan? I mean, they're Hyde Parkers, right? Aren't Brian and Greg Hyde Parkers? But Hyde Park's weird. Hyde Park is a place where there's a ton of Cubs fans on the South Side. A ton.
This guy brings up a good point. Not a sports guy, but that Ben Shapiro guy.
He's a White Sox fan? No.
Yes.
No way.
It's the weirdest thing in the world.
It's not that weird.
I don't think he's from here.
It's fine. I mean, he's probably, you know, before he found Jesus, he was probably like a Dr. Dre fan. And he's like, oh, I like those caps. Kay Adams and Kyle Brandt are from here, but they strike me as Cub fans.
What about Dwayne Wade?
Okay, I mean, he is on the desk now for... By the way, did y'all see Candace Parker yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Her outfit, like I tweeted it out because I was watching the game. I was like, I was jealous. Like, as someone who dabbles in television, of how good she looked in her suit. And I was sitting there going, damn, I'll never look that good in a suit. Stupid basketball players, they always look good in suits.
By the way, Dwayne Wade, for first night on the set, solid.
Yeah, that panel's going to be totally fine.
But I also think that people who have that much money, and was married to an NBA player herself, a great NBA player, getting their suits tailored professionally to that level, you're supposed to look great.
Yeah, but when you're, what is Candace? She's 6'4". When you're long, the suits look great. You're my size, and you're barely 5'9". You can look okay, but you're never gonna look great.
Yeah, like me in a suit, the goal is to not look like a square.
Right.
With limbs. Like, it's just prove that there's some sort of definition there.
Oh, Texter's a couple things. When I said Ben Shapiro found Jesus, I didn't mean that literally. Also, obviously Obama, the question was in sports media. We were talking about Steven Nelson and him being perhaps the highest profile White Sox fan doing national sports media. There's a ton of Cub fans to pick from. You can't throw a baseball, football, or basketball around without finding one of those. I'm going to bet on our former intern, Cassidy Hubbard. She's I'm going to bet on her.
Somebody brings up a good point. How about Sarah Kustak?
Sarah counts. Sarah Sandberg? Absolutely counts.
Right. She went to Sandberg?
I think she's a White Sox fan. We're trying to nail down a House of L conversation. Sarah would absolutely count. Oh, before we went to break, I said I had a thing for you. They gave Steven Souza number 21 for the Cubs. Come on. Look, if you don't want to retire Sammy's number, fine. But you can't just give it out. Like, you can't.
They have been, though.
I know. Come on. Is that the shot? Is that the slight?
I mean, they already gave it to Tyler Colvin and Junior Lake.
Wasn't Jason Marquis? Yeah, Jason Marquis was a
like, he left the team in 2004. They didn't give it to anybody in 05 and 06. And immediately 07, I think Marquis took that jersey. Yeah, Junior Lakes had that number. Last year, I think it was that Zagunas guy.
I mean, come on. Mark Zagunas got the number.
Yeah, it's a deliberate shot for one of your top five players of all time.
It's also just a shot and a poor use of the best-looking number on a jersey.
I agree. Rossi got his three back, according to Gonzo. Daniel Descalzo will now wear 33.
Craig Kimbrell gave up 24. Well, I think he took 46 from Pedro Strop, because that was his number.
And Jim Jeffress?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Jeremy Jeffress.
I'm thinking of the comedian.
Probably a better pickup.
Wow. I mean, just stop giving out Sammy's number, man. Be like, you just can't have it. Tony Medlin would never let this happen. Although there are a bunch of guys running around in numbers with the Bears that they shouldn't be.
Shane McClellan wore two retired
numbers.
He
really did. And
two of them.
And let me tell you something. Having sat in a room next to Dan Hampton for years, you talk about a man who did not like seeing his number out on the field on that guy's back. Woo! Smoke City. But with the Bears, at least there's a reason. They can't retire any more numbers. The league kind of asked them, could you not retire any more numbers? Well, you got guys running out there in 33s, 55s. Like, come on, man.
I mean, how many years would Jim Morrissey, 51?
Yeah. No, did anyone wear 54 last year? Because I feel like they've kind of quietly retired 54. Was there a 54 on the roster last year? I know I'm asking a lot of questions today.
I don't think so.
I don't think there was either. I feel like that's one that Tony Medlin kind of tucked away. And people be like, I want to wear 54. You're 38. You're going to play golf and like it. So no one with 54. You can't have that.
Yeah, according to the website, yeah, 53 and 55 were used, but no 54.
Who is 55 again?
Josh Woods. Exactly.
All right.
And then 53. Let me get this out ready. Devontae Bond.
33 was the rookie, correct?
Duke Shelley.
Yeah. You might want to put those numbers away. But you can't. Unless you do it quietly.
I can imagine like 100 years from now when we're all gone, but, you know, Patrick Mahomes is still alive somehow. And according to Jim Gray, they got to go to triple digits. Don't have to.
If Jim Gray came up with it, though.
No, like... Jim Gray just said that Patrick Mahomes will be at the 200-year celebration for the NFL.
On the field.
I mean, they're making great strides in technology. So maybe he will be.
Who would want to live that long?
You know what? I say that. I have a buddy at the gym every day. He's 86 years old, and he does like 3 miles a day on the treadmill. He's living his best life. And I go, if I can live like that, I think I'd be good. It's like, oh, I'm going to go work out, pick up his wife. They go have breakfast at Valoy. That seems like an all right day.
He's got to work out, though?
He enjoys working out. That's where he can make fun of me. I get the business. Rub. Campy, I get the business every day from this dude. It's like one of the highlights of my day. My favorite part, so he's fairly well known in the medical field around, because it's, you know, University of Chicago. I talked to him one day. He tells me he's from South Africa, right? I start looking into him, like, oh, okay, decorated doctor, blah, 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 blah. Exiled from South Africa. White guy. He tells me the story how he got exiled from South Africa because he felt like that they were separated in a convention between white doctors and black doctors. And he went and sat with the black doctors. And so they exiled him out of the country. And I said, oh, yeah, I've been doing some reading about you. And he said, oh, did you read? I got to see if I can do a South African accent and do his accent. Did you read about me in the book?
I don't know.
It's close. You'd have to hear him because he is 86. And I said, what book? And he goes, Mandela's. And I was like, oh, so you're like a real guy. Got it. So I'm just going to shut up now and be over here on the elliptical because you're like a real dude. Back after this on The Score. Bottom of the Hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Michigan, and Minnesota. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at NUSports.com. So I got Dave Revson and Mike Hall. Those are the two biggest names in sports media that are White Sox fans. I got it wrong about Cass. She's a Cubs fan. So that doesn't count. So I got Dave Revson, Mike Hall, perhaps Greg Gumbel. That still needs to be confirmed. And our buddy Steven Nelson from MLB Network. It's not terrible. That's not a terrible list. We need more White Sox fans in the national sports landscape. Damn it. There, I've said it. When we come back, we are going to talk with Spiegel and Parkins. They are back together, and what a good day to have Matt Spiegel on the air. I'm sure he's got thoughts on the Mookie Betts trade that he will share with you. So I'm not going to waste any more time. We'll talk with those guys coming up momentarily here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.